It's been a while, but time for a Vandermeer's View. Voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. Drew Doherty here in the Texans radio studio, the Hyundai Texans radio studio. Mark, a new coaching staff in place of assistants, and it's headlined by the defensive coordinator, Romeo Crennel. Nice veteran voice for Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, no doubt. Even though they haven't worked together, they both worked for Bill Belichick, and Crennel was there for the three Super Bowls. I was going to say the first three Super Bowls. It's the first three Super Bowls that Belichick went to as head coach of the Patriots, but the only three he won, Crennel was the man running the defense. And I think that when you look at his experience as a head coach, I know it didn't go well at Kansas City. Cleveland, once upon a time, he was 10-6. I mean, he's been around the block, to say the least. It's going to be a 3-4. It'll be a different 3-4 than we've seen here under Wade Phillips, and it'll be interesting to watch it develop over the next few months.
You know, and you bring up those Super Bowls. One of the linchpins of that Super Bowl defense and those Super Bowl defenses is linebackers coach Mike Vrabel. Really key, because he's a guy who's been there and done that and can help kind of buttress whatever Crennel is saying to the players currently on the Texans squad.
Well, you know, when I met Mike Vrabel, I couldn't believe how large a man he was.
Yeah.
And I'm used to dealing with Ted Johnson, who's at Sports Radio 610 and does a lot of Texans radio stuff for us. And he's another huge guy. And you think about Vrabel, Ted Johnson, Teddy Bruschi. I mean, these were huge linebackers and all playing a huge role in winning those Super Bowls. And I think that Vrabel, with the experience coaching in college, D-line at Ohio State, now coming in here, his NFL playing experience, you know, the guys who play for him remember him. It's not like he played in another era. He's fresh on people's minds, and he's really enthusiastic, high-energy guy. Look, no one on this staff is not going to be high-energy, high-intensity, because that's the way Bill O'Brien wants it.
Yeah, it's really a perfect mix of guys with NFL experience and guys with Penn State experience, college experience, because there is definitely a Nittany Lion footprint, fingerprint, whatever you want to say, imprint on this staff.
Well, one of the players, if you will, on this coaching staff is Craig Fitzgerald, who's the strength and conditioning coach. And they have three total strength and conditioning coaches. They're redoing the weight room. It's going to be really exciting, really interesting. I was going to say interactive, but it's just a lot of fun, some of the stuff they have in there. Fun looking for us. I don't know if it's going to be fun for the players. But Fitzgerald, he worked with Jeremy Lin because he was at Harvard once upon a time. He was at South Carolina, Penn State, like you said. A lot of new ideas coming into play here. We'll see how it all works out. And I think they're going to love his enthusiasm. Again, a high-energy coach. But he's another one of those coaches with college experience. And look at George Godsey as well.
Yep.
Quarterback's coach, was tight ends coach with the Patriots. Used to be a quarterback at Georgia Tech under George O'Leary when Bill O'Brien was there on the staff. So, you know, a lot of interesting connections here.
You know, this is just a Reader's Digest version of who this staff is. There's much more at HoustonTexans.com. Mark, thanks for the time.
And thanks, Drew.
You check it out.